Besserman News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Politico is reporting that GOP lawmakers have struck a new agreement on a short-term government spending bill and potential debt limit increase, surprising Democrats this afternoon. Congresswoman Stephanie Bice of Oklahoma is quoted as saying there is a deal among Republicans, and President-elect Donald Trump has approved the legislation in a post on his Truth Social page. The goal is for the House to vote on it later today. The deadline to avoid a government shutdown is tomorrow. One GOP congressman, Chip Roy of Texas, has already announced his opposition to the legislation. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says Elon Musk should become Speaker of the House. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The always fiscally minded Senator Paul notes in a post on X, the House Speaker need not be a member of Congress, and adds that, quote, nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk to serve as Speaker. Musk is under fire from many on the Hill for his role in sinking the proposed continuing resolution compromise achieved by House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democrats. Bob Agnew reporting.
Sales of existing homes rose by 4.8% in November, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
There's been a wider selection of homes on the market, and buyers are encouraged, even as mortgage rates mostly tick higher. Home prices have been rising, too. The typical national sales price rose 4.7% from a year earlier to just over $406,000. For many prospective buyers, high prices and elevated mortgage rates have kept home ownership out of reach. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 15 points, the NASDAQ dropped 19, the S&P 500 lower by 5. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide is spreading in Canada.
According to the latest report from the country's national health care system, one in every 20 Canadians who died last year did so of their own volition and with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide was up 16% in Canada in 2023 over 2022, even as the government has expanded the categories of people who can request it. Pro-life advocates and clergymen have warned that legalizing a so-called right to die will very quickly become a duty to die, particularly for the elderly and handicapped. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A couple has dropped a lawsuit that led the Alabama Supreme Court to rule earlier this year that frozen embryos are human beings who have legal rights. The couple had filed suit after their frozen embryos were destroyed in an accident at a storage facility. The Alabama High Court then ruled that under an 1872 law, the couple could pursue wrongful death lawsuits. This is SRN News. More subway security for New Yorkers.
In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul is deploying 250 more National Guard members in New York City subway system during the busy Christmas season. This is on top of the 750 members sent into the system in March to address a rash of violence. Hochul says cameras have now been installed on 100% of subway cars.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Officials say FBI agents searched the home of a Los Angeles deputy mayor this week as part of an investigation into whether he made a bomb threat against City Hall. A statement from the office of Mayor Karen Bass says she was notified of Tuesday's search at the residence of Brian K. Williams as part of a probe into an alleged threat. Williams is the deputy mayor for public safety. The L.A. Police Department confirmed the investigation. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.